The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of the Blues Brothers. Yes, the physical media podcast on One Heat Minute Productions. I'm joined, as always, by the preeminent video store guy in this country. It is one Alexi Toliopoulos. How are you, my friend?
Blake, I am feeling wonderful right now because I'm talking with one of my dearest mates, and we're going to be talking about one of the releases I was most excited about all year, and it is for an all-time favorite film of mine.
And this is an all-timer set. You would have seen it pop up in your podcast feed, but if you're just listening and you're on the randomizer, this is Umbrella Home Entertainment's Dead End Drive in Collector's Edition, which includes the 4K remaster of the film, includes a book, 120 pages, behind the scenes script notes, you name it. It's got this gorgeous hard box case. It comes with art cards. It comes with a poster. And if you get the super, super duper special edition, you get a Star Drive-In t-shirt, which I'm wearing right now, keyring, stickers, you name it. It is an ultimate set for one of the movies that you and I hold nearest and dearest to our hearts. One of your favorite filmmakers of all time is the legendary Brian Trenchard-Smith, and I can just remember all too recently you being a commish, the commish, in fact, in charge of Screen Drafts, one of the great podcasts about movies in the world, Ozploitation Selection. I was one of the drafting commission. I was one of the drafters. You were one of the commissioners with Clay, along with the great Clay Keller and Elric Kane of, I mean, the new
everything,
Bev,
yeah,
fame, legend. And this was honestly in the last three that could have been selected in my mind. The only reason it just missed out, it got pipped at the post by one Mad Max by Dr. George Miller. So it is in like the most rarefied air. And I tell you what, this set is flipping insane.
Yeah, it's really, really beautiful. For those that aren't familiar, Dead End Drive-In is an Ozploitation classic of the highest order from one of the greatest Australian filmmakers of all time, Brian Trenchard-Smith. And I think why I love this movie so much is that it has such a, like, a really bananas premise that is just oozing with fun. It is oozing with Australiana as well. But that premise is so exciting because it combines, just even on the page, all the things I love about Brian Trenchard-Smith and his filmmaking, because it is about, it's set in this post-apocalyptic Australia where young people are running amok in the streets and older conservative governments or whatever are trying to put a stop to that. So what they do is they make all these drive-in cinemas impossible for these young people to deny. They have to go to see movies there. They're excited about it. And then overnight, they lock the gates, and that drive-in cinema becomes a concentration camp. It becomes an allegory for Australia. And I think what it does is it takes a really fun bananas premise, something that's really high concept. It marries it with like expert cinematic craft. Like this film just looks so beautiful, incredible production done, beautiful cinematography, great sound work, really fun new wave
killer
Australian
stunts.
Soundtrack,
killer
stunts, the absolute best stunts. And there's this really great political vein that runs through it all. Like Brian Trenchard-Smith is like a really great journeyman filmmaker who has always got this political feeling to his films. Like he's like a real diehard lefty, an old school lefty. And seeing these films as their context changes, and I think Dead End Driving is the one that if anything whole it stays current, it stays prescient. I think that it's just one of those really special exploitation films that uses that exploitation envelope to send quite a powerful message about this country.
It's evergreen. That's the one of the things that I look at this film and I'm just like, exactly as you said, it hasn't aged today because it captures something so elemental in the passage of time and in aging. And it's that once you reach a certain age and you achieve a level of social status and power, that you want to hold on to that power. And the only way that you can do it is to control this kind of crazy youth. And what's crazy about this film, it was made in 1986, a year after I was born, a couple of years before you were born. And to this day, all these like
couple of years before, mate. So a couple years before.
A couple of years before you were born, rather.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm actually really
You're a baby. You're 23 years old. This is 20 years before you. But what I was going to say is this film seems to have come back around in the cycle where the kids who were trapped in the drive-in are the kids who want to do the trapping. And I think that's so rare for a film of this type to hold such an amazing like status in our culture that it can just remain evergreen. Like it's so impossible to think. Usually these things age, and it does age, some of the themes, some of the style, it's very kitsch, but man alive, like the message behind this still packs a wallop and it's awesome. And when you look at it, like you said, it's just oozing with classic style. And seeing this bad boy on 4K, my word, it is
miraculous. Blake,
yes
miraculous. I first caught this movie on the Arrow Blu-ray release from a few years ago, and this will be a little peek behind the curtain, but I'm almost, I would say I whispered into the ears of Umbrella saying that, you know, there was some doubt as to whether a newer, bigger, better edition could be made. I said, if you go 4K, I guarantee people like me will be very excited about this existing. And here we have it in front of us now.
The God's ears, Lex.
I know, direct line to the man upstairs. But I would say that this new 4K, I can't believe how good this movie looks. Like, this is a really good looking film. It's got such like rich color. And I think the production design, as far as Australian cinema goes, especially of this era, absolutely second to none. Like there's nothing else I can think of in this era, including the Mad Max films themselves.
I was just
including
gonna say,
the sequels.
Like Ozploitation is usually earmarked by lower budgets. But I think that where you really see the 4K, and I had a little glimpse at it earlier to check it out before in preparation for our conversation.
Brother, I've watched it twice.
Oh,
and
it,
like I've seen this movie hundreds of times. I was like, I put it on and go, God, that was good. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it background style for the second watch right after. Oh, immediately after.
That's so sick. The thing I would say is what struck me this time was I knew how good the neon would look and I knew how amazing the night times would look. The smoky afternoons are just out of control. Like it just, there is something about the texture, literally the texture of, you know, hot bitumen car parks, cars that are like in all manner of like slick, stylish, modified, rusting heaps, burnt out car. Like just, it just has a texture almost like second to none and iconic as hell. And yeah, man, the transfer is stupid. It's something that totally, again, play it on a big screen somewhere and it would just play like gangbusters. I hope that this celebration in 4K gets it some kind of DCP so it can get out to a theater with like a really ripping 4K projector and just blow people's socks off in a theater. I think it, you know, that's my dream for this one totally.
I've got a good feeling about that. And to see this in a drive-in cinema, I know that in Melbourne, the drive-in cinema played this film as part of an Ozploitation run that they did. And I think, you know, you can't beat this in a drive-in. You can't beat this shit. This set is wicked. It comes with all the special features you would want, including the short film Hospitals Don't Burn Down by Brian Trenchard-Smith. That's nicely restored by the National Film and Sound Archive here in Australia. Then we also have like a bunch of interviews, a few different commentaries. There's even an alternate unseen in Australia cut of the film, The International, that's a little bit shorter. And yeah, even though I watched this movie twice, I still just watched the version that I love. I haven't gone, I need to have something new in the future for me here. And this set offers that. Like Blake said, all these goodies. But the coolest goodie for me is having that soundtrack on CD, those new wave Aussie feelings. Yeah, man, I'm really excited about this. Very proud to have it. And of course, the freaking screenplay, the scripts, to have that in your hands. As someone who's trying to read a lot more scripts in my life, I never thought I would get a chance to read this script.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say, this must be great. Like as an aspiring filmmaker and screenwriter yourself, having one of your favorite film scripts to dog ear and highlight and study must be so fucking
awesome.
I
will not be dog earing. I will use bookmarks. I will never tarnish this. Little markers.
Yeah, one of those little sticky notes.
That's it. There's going to be little post-its in there and that's it.
Guys, I have to say, one of 500. I'm going to post this almost immediately as Lexi and I do it. So get amongst it quickly. It's going to run out. And I would hope that Umbrella at least bring the standard 4K disc, if not the special edition, out again. I'm sure they will have it in their archives going forward. But
I think that standard copy you can get from maybe JB Hi-Fi as well. So if you're new to this cult and you haven't discovered this film, maybe that's the way to introduce yourself. But if you like what we're talking about and you're getting excited, like for me, this is, as far as Australian cinema goes, top five for me, really. Like I just adore this movie. And, you know, I would do anything for like to have made this release exist in this way. The only thing that I would say, Blake, is there's an alternate reality where I'm a special feature on this because I had a great interview as part of my podcast series, Sunburnt Screens, that I'm in collaboration with Umbrella Films on, where we have this great career retrospective with Brian Trenchard.
It's an hour-long convo with the legend himself. What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's like it's a dream come true, and there was a point where we're going to have the video version of that on this, but because I'll say that is like one of the podcasts I'm most proud of, and I cut it and with my producer Alex just so perfectly to what we wanted that conversation, that documentary, that video, that audio essay to feel like, that I was like, we're going to give away all the secrets if we have just the long cut of the unedited video. And I was like, I'm not willing to give those secrets up. The podcast is how this conversation can exist, and I don't want it to be seen in any other way. So if you love this, you love Brian Trenchard-Smith, please check out my episode of Sunburnt Screens about the cinema of Brian Trenchard-Smith.
Click on the notes section of the podcast. There'll be a link to that as well. So you can go and check that out if this is your bag. But jump onto Umbrella, jump onto your DVD, you know, purveyor purchasing and Blu-ray purchasing website of choice, I guess, or jump into the physical media stores yourself. Get your hands on this. It's out of control. Jump onto Umbrella, shopumbrella.com.au. And just grab a copy because they're going to rush out. So do your best to get your hands on this absolute classic and get it in your collection immediately.